Kimi Tzion Titi Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Tali Pfeiffer from Ramat Beit Shemesh, and today we will be learning about the Shachar Shmona Esrei that we say on Shabbos morning. The Torah explains that each of the tefillos of Shabbos correspond to a different aspect of Shabbos as we know it. The Friday night Maariv tefillah corresponds to the Shabbos of Briyas HaOlam, creation. Shabbos morning Shacharis corresponds to the Shabbos of Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, which is the Shabbos that we know and keep today with all the halachos that accompany it. And Shabbos afternoon Mincha corresponds to the Shabbos of the world to come, La'asid Lavo, the Shabbos that we daven and yearn for. Delving into Shachar Shmona Esrei itself, we'll focus on a few lines that are unique to this tefillah. We say, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chalko ki eved ne'eman karasalo. Let Moshe rejoice in the gift of his portion, for a faithful servant you, Hashem, called him. What's this gift of his portion that Moshe received which made him happy? The Anaf Yosef explains that the gift is referring to the fact that Moshe was called a faithful servant by Hashem. What a beautiful lesson for us, highlighting that the greatest success we can achieve is to come close to Hashem. In a similar vein, the Avodah Shabbaliv explains that it is referring to the Torah, which should also bring us a tremendous amount of simcha. Rav Eliezer of Worms explains that it's referring to the mitzvah of Shabbos itself. This could perhaps be a reference to the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, which tells us that Moshe petitioned Paro to give Bnei Yisrael a day of rest to increase their productivity as slaves and helped him choose Shabbos as their day off. Once Shabbos was actually given to Bnei Yisrael, Moshe rejoiced that he had anticipated Hashem's will. Skipping ahead a bit, we then say, V'shamru Bnei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, lasos es ha-Shabbos l'dorasam bris olam. And the Jewish people will observe the Shabbos to make the Shabbos for their generations an eternal covenant. V'shamru, what does this word mean? The Ibn Ezra says that it means to guard. How so? By making sure to remember Shabbos during the week. Don't forget that it's coming. Arrange your work schedule so you can observe Shabbos properly when it comes. The Rokeach gives a technical answer, saying that we need to guard Shabbos to make sure that it's kept completely. We do so by adding some time from weekday onto Shabbos, also known as Tosefes Shabbos. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains that it means both to anticipate Shabbos and to guard it. We anticipate Shabbos by looking forward to Shabbos with excitement. We try our best not to view Shabbos as a burden, but rather as a spiritual and joyful day that we cannot wait to experience. We guard Shabbos by making sure that others also observe Shabbos, and for ourselves by making protective fences so that we don't desecrate Shabbos even unintentionally. A bit later, we say the lines of V'lo nasasu Hashem Elokinu l'goyei ha'aretzos, V'lo hinchato malkinu l'avdi p'silim, V'gam b'menuchaso lo yishkinu arilim. And you have not given it, the Shabbos, Hashem, our God, to the nations of the lands, nor have you bequeathed it, our King, to idol worshippers. And also in its rest, the uncircumcised do not dwell. Ki Yisrael amcha nasasu ba'ava, l'zer Yaakov asher bambacharta, am nekad sheshivi. For to your nation, Yisrael, you have it, given it, the Shabbos, with love, the seed of Yaakov whom you choose, the nation who sanctifies the seventh day. This should remind us of our personal connection with Hashem and our personal connection with Shabbos. We should feel happy because we're so lucky that we are a part of Yaakov's descendants who were chosen and given this special gift of Shabbos. We refer to Shabbos as Chemdas Yamim Oso Karata, the desired day of days, you called it. The Eitz Yosef says that Shabbos is the desired day because it's the source of all spiritual and material blessing for the 6 days that follow it. May we be zocha to tap into this wellspring of blessing and always view Shabbos as a true gift. Thank you for learning together.